Included Frank Sinatra singing in the wee small hours of the morning, Ella Fitzgerald singing It Never Entered My Mind. Unusual, yes, but as his friends remembered, Truman Capote was an unusual man. Barry Peterson reports.
He was brilliant, eccentric, but, said a friend later, he seemed to have lost that wish to live.
It's checkout time, ladies and gentlemen.
Today, friends gathered for memorial service in Los Angeles, the city Capote once derided for having no intellectual life. He died here Saturday at the home of Joanne Carson, a former wife of television talk show host Johnny Carson.
Truman has taken away a very, very big part of me. But Truman, being Truman, has left an even bigger part of himself.
His attorney, Alan Schwartz.
I remember Truman as an incredible combination of benign warmth and savage wit. His friends inevitably, invariably got the former, and his enemies always got the latter.
It was the novelized version of a Kansas mass murder in cold blood that made him millions. Critics complained that he fell too much in love with being a celebrity, never reached his full stature as a writer. But it was his own writing that captured best his own life. "I'm an alcoholic," he wrote in 1980. "I'm a drug addict. I'm a homosexual. I'm a genius." Barry Peterson, CBS News, Los Angeles.